Markham, there's no democracy in Markham. That was Kimberly Seymour's first reaction after Markham Council voted 9-3 to approve the Baha'i Temple project on February 25. A proposal to build a national Baha'i Temple complex in Markham's German Mills Settlers Park area was submitted in December 2022. Over the past 2 years, many nearby residents, including Seymour, have fiercely opposed the development. The approved plan includes a 25-meter temple, a 5,163-square-meter notational center building and 110 parking spaces. Opponents argue the project will irreversibly damage the sensitive German Mills Wildlife Corridor. The proposed development is far too large and completely incompatible to the surrounding area, said Valerie Burke, a former city councillor. This development will cause fragmentation to the wildlife corridor, create excessive light pollution and destroy healthy mature trees. However, in their final presentation, the Baha'i group stated that the project would improve the ecological system and increase land for preservation and natural cover, with 4.7 hectares of restoration planned, exceeding the required 3.04 hectares. Many residents remain unconvinced. Rezoning land as if it were merely moving chess pieces is irresponsible, said Edith Kengas, president of the Settlers Park Residents Association. Destroying mature woodlands and meadows in one area and replacing them with saplings half a mile away does not help our environment. Traffic congestion is another major concern, especially given the temple's location on a dead-end street. This is a national attraction that will draw visitors from across Canada and beyond, said Kengas. Emergency vehicles could struggle to access the site quickly, and that could have severe consequences. Despite opposition, Mayor Frank Scarpitti and city staff supported the project, citing expert reviews on traffic and environmental impact. The concerns raised by residents are not new, Scarpitti said. The applicant has already made significant compromises, including reducing the height from 30 meters to 25 meters and agreeing to replant over 2,000 trees. According to the city's recommendation report, the Baha'i group has also agreed to reduce overall gross floor area from 1,000 square meters to 600 square meters, shift the building west to minimize construction impacts, and increase the south side yard setback by 0.5 meters, from 4 meters to 4.5 meters, to accommodate additional tree plantings. Resident Sue Mason said she felt public input didn't carry much weight. Only 5 residents registered for deputation at the February 25 council meeting, noted Seymour. It's sad because it reflects how disengaged the community has become. People don't show up anymore because they feel their voices don't matter. Councillor Keith Irish attempted to delay the vote by 30 days for further review, but his motion failed. The Baha'i Public Affairs Office did not respond immediately to a request for comment. However, their official website outlines a multi-year feasibility study dating back to 2017. Between 2019 and 2021, city staff and the Toronto Region Conservation Authority reviewed the site's ecology and natural hazards, helping determine the most appropriate temple location. The designated site was agricultural land until 1954, later bordering a former landfill site, closed in 1978, which is now German Mills Settlers Park. According to the Baha'i website, the temple will be built on land that was formerly agricultural lands and then subsequently planted for red pine lumber stock. The location of the temple is characterized by significant invasive and non-native species. As part of the temple construction, the invasive species will be removed and managed, with associated restoration and enhancement efforts to return the surrounding area to a healthy and natural landscape, the website states. While the process of construction is still in its early stages, the plan is for the temple to be nestled in the woods and surrounded by a new successional, native forest and gardens. For opponents, the lack of community dialogue remains a major frustration. This was the most frustrating experience, said Seymour. Unfortunately, there was no real dialogue with residents. The meetings didn't produce results because they weren't structured for discussion. We wanted a win-win solution, but everything was tipped in the developer's favor. Stan Lapidus, another concerned resident, shared the same sentiment. Council members are supposed to act in the best interests of the community. This approval is the exact opposite of what most residents want, he said. Not one of us sees a single benefit from this project, so clearly, something is very, very wrong with this picture. Scarlett Liu is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at Markham Economist & Sun.